Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to be talking about going beyond relief. And what I mean by that is that relief of symptoms is one of the first things that people get from being in this conversation about the inside-out understanding. Now, the symptoms may be stress, the symptoms may be pressure, the symptoms may be overwhelm, the symptoms may look like problems in your life that are overwhelming, the symptoms may look like a relationship that's falling apart. And you get relief simply because your mind quiets. And all of those things look so stressful, so high pressure, so problematic, because of an overactive thought stream. Simply put, we're not really designed to be thinking as much as we think. We do really well when thought flows through the mind, and we struggle to the extent that thought fills up our minds. We become overwhelmed, whether or not we're really overloaded. And I'm sure you've got examples of times where there was really not much going on in your world and you felt totally overwhelmed by not being able to find the remote control. And other times where you were dealing with a million things that were genuinely important and you were handling them effortlessly one thing at a time. Well, a lot of people come to me because they want relief. And I understand it. Me too. It's great. And I'm always encouraging them to not stop there. And one of the examples I sometimes give is when I was working on my last book, I kept missing deadlines. It was like I'd never done that in my entire career. I had never missed a writing deadline. And on that book, I missed every writing deadline. And I was really stressing about it. And then I kind of got relief from the stress. And I was feeling a lot of pressure. And then my mind settled. And I wasn't feeling pressure anymore because, of course, the stress and pressure were just my own thoughts reflected back at me. And I remember thinking, oh, it's so nice to not be stressed. And my agent saying, well, it's great that you're not stressed, but how's the book coming? And I laughed because it was a really good point. I was equating how much stress or pressure there was with how the book was coming. Whereas how the book was coming was a function of how the book was coming and had nothing to do with how I happened to be feeling about it in the moment. So one way that we go beyond relief is we put our attention back onto what it is we're creating and take it off the experience we have of creating it. But there's another way in which going beyond relief is even more powerful in my experience, and it's when you go beyond relief to transformation. To a whole new way of being in the world, to being in a whole new world. When I'm sharing the inside-out understanding with people and they tell me, oh, yeah, I get this. This is great. I have a sort of an unofficial test for whether they really get it. And I call it the HFMOG test, or the Holy Fucking Mother of God test. And basically, if they're not saying Holy Fucking Mother of God, they don't get it because this is radical. And I know for me, I got the idea that we're living in the feeling of our thinking, not the feeling of our circumstances. I totally got that very simple idea. I'm a bright guy. I understand it. What else you got? And I never understood people who seemed to think that was such a huge deal, whose lives it seemed to change. And if you've ever read a Sid Banks novel, you may have even heard me talk about this. The plot of every Sid Banks novel is pretty much the same. Young seeker is struggling with some aspect of their circumstances. They come across wise guru-type figure, and wise guru-type figure says, it's all thought, you know. And young seeker goes, oh my God, that changes everything! And I used to always get to that bit of the book and go, why? Why does that change everything? I don't understand. And then I was driving through London on a trip, and I remember looking out the window and seeing a woman come out of a flat with a baby in a pushcart. And I could see she was totally lost in thought. She was in her own world. She wasn't in the same world as me. And then we drove a little further, and I started seeing everybody walking around, lost in their phones, lost in their heads, just in a separate reality to each other. And I remember thinking, oh my God, we're all living in a world of thought, but we think we're living in one world. And then I kind of went, oh, I'm a character in a Sid Banks novel now. And the thing was, that was the moment I went beyond the relief of knowing that it was not my circumstances that were doing it to me or could do it to me, to actually having a different experience of life. And that's what I want to encourage you to look at. I often say to people, stay in the conversation. However much you see, however much you think you get it, stay in the conversation, because there's always more to see. However much you think you, oh, yeah, I get this. I understand this. Yeah, thought, feeling, connection, got it. Yeah, self-correcting mechanism. Oh, yeah, we're all God. I get it. Well, if you get it, why isn't it impacting you more? And if it's not really impacting you, it's probably just you don't get it as deeply as you think you do. And so I would just encourage you to stay in the conversation, to keep looking. And when you find yourself going, holy fucking mother of God, in whatever way you do that. I think in England once I was teaching a seminar and people didn't like that I was swearing, so they changed it to B-J-I-G-I, which was, by Jove, I've got it. But it's the same thing. You'll know. You'll know, because you'll be amazed at how different life seems after than before. Nothing changes, but everything's different when you go beyond relief. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.